Masechet Kelim Perek Bet Mishnah Bet. We learned at the end of the last Mishnah that for a kli hedes, an earthenware vessel, it is no longer considered to be a keli and no longer fit to be tameh once it breaks. It can't become tameh, either words, once it's fully broken and loses its tum'ah status, it can't become tameh again. But that's only true if the broken pieces are no longer useful. But if the broken pieces are still big and it could have some purpose, they're still considered to be a keli and they have the ability to become tameh. A broken piece like that is called a gistera. As we'll learn, the larger the keli, the larger the broken piece has to be in order to be considered a gistera. Before we jump into that, we'll talk about how the minimum size of an own unbroken utensil must be to be considered to a keli in terms of tum'ah. Hadakin shebikli hayres, the smallest of earthenware vessels, vekarkirotehen vedafnotehen, and their bottoms and their walls of those utensils that broke. Yoshvin shelo mesumachin, and they could sit on the ground on their own without being supported, and they hold liquid. So what we're saying here is small little utensils or broken utensils that still have a nice chunk to them, still intact. So the bottoms or the walls of these vessels that broke, like if you think of a large vessel that breaks and now a big, the bottom of it is still there, the bottom of it could serve as a container and hold liquid. So this broken piece is not considered to be a keli unless it continues to have its own function. It could serve as a container on its own without being supported by something else. So we say about those utensils, shi'uran mechde sichat katan, the measure, the minimum amount that they have to hold in order to still be considered a keli for tum'ah is enough oil for an infant to, enough oil to rub on an infant. They would use it as a moisturizer, and if there was enough in there to rub on an infant, it's still considered to be a keli and it has a function. Ve'adlog, the measure applies to broken pieces from any utensil that originally had the ability to hold a log. If it held the log and now broke and it still has the ability to store the amount of oil that an infant needs, it's still considered to be a keli. But if the original utensil held more than a log, then its broken piece, in order to be considered a keli, has to hold more than the sichat katan, the amount of oil needed to rub on a child. So there's a ratio, a back and forth ratio, that we have to meet in order to be considered a keli. Milog v'ad se'ah b'revi'it, for a utensil that originally held from over a log to a se'ah, the amount that the broken piece must hold to be a keli has to now be a revi'it. So the bigger the original keli was, the bigger the remaining piece has to be in order to still be considered a utensil, a keli. Mise'ah ve'ad sa'atayim b'chatzi log, for a utensil that held over a se'ah up to two se'ah, the broken piece has to have half a log in order to be considered a keli. Mise'atayim ve'ad shalosh ve'ad hamesh se'in belog, for a utensil that originally had over two se'ah and up to three se'ah and up to five se'ah, so really basically two to five se'ah, that's a big utensil. The broken piece that is created from it has to have the ability to hold a full log in order to be considered a keli, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva says, he's going to clarify the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, he's not coming to argue. Ani eni noten bahem mida, he says, I don't give measurements to how much the original utensil had to be. Ela hadakin shebikli hayres, vekarkirotehen, vidafnotehen, yoshivin, shelo mesumachin. He says, I simply define their sizes as follows. Small earthenware vessels and the bottoms and walls of vessels that broke and they could still sit without being supported and they hold liquid. Shi'uran mechde sichat katan. The measure is simply, if it's enough to hold enough oil to rub on a child, like Rabbi Yishmael said, that's considered to still be a keli. بعد كده روت داكوت. And this measure applies to broken pieces from any utensil that was up to the size of a small pot. Up to the size of a small pot. So he doesn't give an actual liquid measurement of the original keli, but he's giving something relative that we could relate to. That it's up to small pots. If the original utensil was from a small pot up to a barrel made from lud, a type of barrel made in the place called Lod, from the city of Lod, then the amount that the broken piece has to have the ability to support to remain a keli is a revi'it. Meludiyot ve'ad lahmiyot b'hatzilog. If the original utensil was from the size of the Lod barrels to the size of the lahmiyot barrels, which is a bigger barrel, and then you have broken pieces from there, in order to still be considered a keli, the broken pieces have to have the ability to hold on to half a log. Melahmiyot ve'ad hatzavim gedolim belog. If the original utensil was from this lahmiyot, all the way up to the size of the larger casks, which are called the larger casks, the broken piece has to have the ability to hold on to a log in order to still be considered a keli. These are the largest vessels that existed. They held more than 2 se'ah and sometimes up to 5 se'ah. So Rabbi Akiva is clarifying the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael, and he's giving more relative baselines for how we can understand it as opposed to measurements. Rabbi Yohanan is going to disagree with that last case. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai omer hatzavim gedolim shi'uran b'shne lugin. Says Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, broken pieces from the large casks, which their measure is 2 lugin, the amount that the broken piece has to have the ability to hold is 2 lugin, in order to still consider it to be a keli, not only the one log that Rabbi Akiva required. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai also disagreed with the previous Tanaim about how much the piece from the earth, from the smallest earthenware vessel, has to hold in order to be considered a keli for tum'ah purposes. Hapachim hagililim v'havionot. Certain little flasks from Galil and mini barrels, which are the smallest earthenware vessel we discussed earlier, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva, they both hold they told us that the utensil holds less than a log. Shi'ur karkirot tehen kol shehen, the measure of their broken piece, which is the bottom, how much does it have to hold once it broke in order to still be considered a keli for tum'ah? We say any amount, even if it's less than the amount needed to rub on an infant's limb, then it's still considered to be a utensil. According to the Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, there it's not necessary for a tiny, small earthenware vessel to hold, and then the broken piece from it, to hold a oil to rub on a baby. Any type of liquid that it holds, even a small amount, relative to the small nature of the actual keli, is considered to be enough in order to still be considered a keli and to remain impure. Ve'en lahem defanot. These vessels have no walls. The walls are not subject to tumah once the vessel breaks, because the wall of the galil flask and the small barrels are straight and not curved. So therefore, when they lay flat on the ground, they can't hold any liquid.